From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. France confirmed today that it's shipping attack helicopters to Libya. It's another escalation in NATO's air campaign against the forces of Muammar Gaddafi. While that campaign seems to be holding government troops at bay, the anti-Gaddafi rebels aren't gaining much ground. As NPR's Martin Costi reports from eastern Libya, the rebels insist they need better weapons if they're going to push deeper into government territory.
A rebel boot camp on the edge of Benghazi. This was a Libyan army base, and the buildings here still bear the scorch marks that resulted from the recent change of management. Off in one corner of the compound, there's an outdoor machine shop where Saeed El Haddad and other volunteers are trying to refurbish some of the weapons that Gaddafi's forces left behind. In peacetime, El Haddad is a hydraulic engineer, but now he's restoring guns, a lot of them practically antiques.
Browning, yes. Made in USA.
That's a Browning machine gun, vintage World War II. But oil it up and it still works, El Haddad says. There's also a stack of Russian PKT machine guns salvaged from Gaddafi's destroyed tanks.
We asked an electronic.
These guns were meant to be fired electronically, he says, but those components are hard to come by, so he's welding on manual triggers. Do the triggers work? He grins and grabs some ammo, and you couldn't stop him now if you begged him. You get used to high-caliber gunfire here, though most of the shots these days are into the air during daily anti-Gaddafi rallies that tie up afternoon traffic. Sometimes they'll add a judiciously thrown stick of dynamite just to spice the demonstration up. Rebel-held Libya is positively awash in weaponry, but it's not the right kind of weapons, says Ahmed Bani.
What we have now is weapons for defense, for resistance only.
Bani was a pilot in Gaddafi's air force. Now he's the spokesman for what the rebels call the Free Libya Forces. He says rebels need better equipment, especially anti-tank weapons. Friendly countries have been generous with certain kinds of supplies.
Diapers and, you know, foods for the kids. We cannot use the diapers as an anti-tank, you know.
Bani says they've sent their weapons wish list to countries they assume are on their side, Italy, France, and the U.S.
The answer was wait. Wait in patience.
What's your reaction when you hear that?
We will wait in patience until they arm us.
It should come as no surprise that Western governments are reluctant to send them weapons. NATO's involvement here is based on a fragile international agreement to protect the Libyan people from Gaddafi, but not to arm them against their government. In fact, if the rebels do finally get weapons from overseas, it's probably in their diplomatic interest to keep it quiet. Marie El Bijou is an airline pilot in civilian life who now leads about 300 rebels. He says at the front, he has yet to see any sign of new gear.
We need almost everything from basics, communication. We have no communications, right? Like night visions, you know, the night goggles. We have no night goggles. That's why, once it gets dark, we retreat, we go back.
The front has been stuck for weeks near the oil industry town of Brega. And rebel leaders are increasingly frank in saying that unless they get better weapons, they're done trying to push the front farther west. But the war-weary airline pilot sees things a little differently.
I don't want weapons.
You don't want weapons?
No. Give me high technology, develop the country. You know, good education system, good health system. That's what I need, you know, the infrastructure. That's what I need, but I don't want weapons.
El Bijou thinks new weapons and all the training that would go with them would just drag out the war. He'd rather see NATO finish the job now with a no-holds-barred assault on Gaddafi's troops. Martin Costi, NPR News, Benghazi, Libya.